the laws of prosperity where we minister to you in relations to finances. You know, I was meditating and I was thinking, I said, you know, you've been doing the laws of prosperity for a number of years. And I can remember when my husband told me, he said, you're going to be doing the laws of prosperity. And I said, what is that? He said, you're going to have to teach it, so figure it out. He said, you got 15 minutes to do it in. That means the lesson and receiving of the tithes and offering. Okay. Can we do that? Absolutely. The grace of God is upon me. And I had to confess that about myself because he knew that I was that timid little girl. In order to push that last little bit of fear for me standing in front of people, he had to give me an assignment that would cause me to overcome. See, sometimes in your tithes and offering, you think it's just all money. No, God will start dealing with you in those areas that he needs you to overcome in so that he can benefit you through your seed. Man, I tell you, it was like somebody had asked me to stand before the president and talk when he first told me to do that. But I tell you what God did. And I mean, I studied. I wasn't afraid to study. And I mean, I could explain it at home and I would talk and get happy, do all that at home and get in front of people and forget my name. But the spirit of fear had to leave. Because that's one thing I learned about tithing. Tithing creates an atmosphere of development. When you expect your tithe to work in your life, because that gives God access, say access, to your daily routine. And if you give God access to your daily routine through the tithe and the offering, he's going to get involved in your life. See, you invite him in your life through the tithe. And he says, I want to change that. I like the way you're doing this, but I want to change that. Will you allow me to change that? That's what the tithe does. It brings change. Say change. It's never designed to just settle. Because we go from what? Faith to faith and glory to glory. Therefore, we're supposed to be always in motion, changing. God is always updating you. And he does it through the tithe. And then he will increase you through the seed you sow. Man, I'm going to tell you the truth. When I learned that, I lost the fear of people. I lost my fear to stand in front of you. And God gave me a boldness, all because of the tithe. Don't go home and forget and neglect the tithe that you have given unto God. That's his divine connection to you. That's his way of saying, I want to get involved in everything you're doing. Not just one or two items, no. Everything that your life consists of, your tithe is a part of it. And you need to operate that way and stop depending on your flesh and your ideals. Because it may not be what God needs you to do. Always consult God about your daily routine. Don't think you already know you. Because there's some more about you that you don't know yet. But the tithe will unfold it to you. Woo, Jesus. Hallelujah. And then your seed sown will make sure you got all the money you need to facilitate it. You can't get a better deal than that. The world can't come up with a business plan that outdo God. I can give God 10% and a seed, and he'll multiply that. You can't do that in the world because your $2 off of $20 just won't work the same way in the world as it does in the kingdom of God. And you need to know that. Hallelujah. Come on, stand to your feet.